the sixth kafisma, starting from Psalm 37. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, nor chasten me in thy wrath. For thine arrows are fastened in me, and thou hast laid a hand heavily upon me. There is no healing in my flesh in the face of thy wrath, and there is no peace in my bones in the face of my sins. For mine iniquities have risen higher than my head, as a heavy burden have they pressed heavily upon me. My bruises have become noisome and corrupt in the face of my folly. I have been wretched and utterly bowed down unto the end. All the day long I went with a downcast face. For my loins are filled with mockings, and there is no healing in my flesh. I am afflicted and humbled exceedingly. I have roared from the groaning of my heart. O Lord, before thee is all my desire, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart is troubled, my strength has failed me, and the light of mine eyes, even this, is not with me. My friends and my neighbors drew nigh over against me and stood, and my nearest of kin stood afar off. And they that sought after my soul used violence, and they that sought evils for me spake vain things and craftiness, so that they longed that they meditate. But as for me, like a deaf man, I heard them not, and was as a speechless man that openeth not his mouth. And I am become as a man that heareth not, and that has in his mouth no reproofs. For in thee have I hoped, O Lord, thou wilt hearken unto me, O Lord my God. For I said, let never mine enemies rejoice over me. Yea, when my feet were shaken, those men spoke boastful words against me. For I am ready for scourges, and my sorrows is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, and I will take heed concerning my sin. But mine enemies live and are made stronger than I, and they that hated me unjustly are multiplied. They that rendered me evil for good slandered me, because I pursued goodness. Forsake me not, O Lord my God, depart not from me. Be attentive unto my help, O Lord of my salvation. I said, I will take heed to my ways, lest I sin in my tongue, with my tongue. I set a guard for my mouth. When the sinner stood up against me, I was dumb and was humbled and held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred anew. My heart grew hot within me, and in my meditation a fire was kindled. I spake with my tongue, O Lord, make me to know mine end and the number of my days, what it is that I may know what I lack. Behold, thou hast made my days as a span of a hand, and my being is as nothing before thee. Nay, all things are vanity, every man living. Surely man walketh about like a phantom. Nay, in vain does he disquiet himself. He lays up treasure, and knowest not for whom he shall gather it. And now what is my patient endurance? Is it not the Lord? Yea, my hope is from thee. From all mine iniquities deliver me. Thou hast made me a reproach to the foolish. I was dumb and opened not my mouth, for thou hast made me. Take away from me thy scourges, for from the strength of thy hand I have fainted. With reprovings for iniquity hast thou chastened the man, and hast made his life to melt away like a spider's web. Nay, in vain does every man disquiet himself. Hearken unto my prayer, O Lord, and unto my supplication give ear unto my tears. Be not silent, for I am a sojourner with thee, and a stranger, as were all my fathers. Spare me, that I may be refreshed before I go hence, and be no more. with patience I waited patiently for the Lord, and he was attentive unto me, and he hearkened unto my supplication, and he brought me up out of the pit of misery, and from the mire of clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he ordered my steps aright, and he has put into my mouth a new song, a hymn unto our God. Many shall see, and shall fear, and shall hope in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose hope is in the name of the Lord, and who has not looked upon vanities and false frenzies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonders, which thou hast wrought, and in thy thoughts there is more than shall be likened unto thee. I declared and spake, they are multiplied beyond number, sacrifice and offering that thou not desired, but the body hast thou perfected for me. Hope and offerings and oblations for sin hast thou not demanded. Then I said, behold, I am come in the heading of the book. It is written concerning me, to do thy will, O my God, and thy law is in the midst of my bowels. I have proclaimed the good tidings of thy righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, my lips I shall not restrain. Lord, thou knowest it. Thy righteousness have I not hid in my heart. Thy truth and thy salvation have I declared. I have not concealed thy mercy, nor thy truth from the great assemblage. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy compassion far from me. Let thy mercy and thy truth continually help me. For evils without numbers have encompassed me. Mine iniquities do hold of me, and I become unable to see. They are multiplied more than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Be attentive unto helping me. Let them be shamed and confounded together, which seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned back and confounded that desire evils for me. Let them quickly receive shame for their reward, who say unto me, well done, well done. Let them rejoice and be glad in thee, O the days that... O they that seek after thee, O Lord, and let them that love thy salvation continually say, the Lord be magnified. But as for me, a poor man am I, and a pauper, the Lord will care for me. My helper and my defender art thou, O my God. Make no long tarrying, no tarrying. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Blessed is the man that has understanding, for the poor man and the pauper. In the evil day of the Lord will deliver him. May the Lord keep him and make him to live, and make him blessed upon the earth, and never surrender him unto the hands of his enemies. May the Lord help him on his bed of pain. The whole of his confinement in his sickness has thou turned to the better. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies have spoken evil things against me. When shall he die, and when shall his name perish? And though he came in to see me, his heart spake vanity. He gathered iniquity unto himself. He went forth and spake in a like manner. Oh, mine enemies whispered against me. Against me they devised evils for me. An unjust word they said against me. Can it be that he has sinned sleepers shall rise up again. Yea, even the man of my peace, in whom I hoped, who ate of my bread, has magnified thee, lifting of the heels against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful on me, and raise me up, and I will requite them. By this I know that thou hast delighted in me, because mine enemies shall not rejoice over me, and because of mine innocence thou hast helped me, and hast established me before thee forever. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. So be it, so be it. As the heart panteth after the fountains of water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, the mighty, the living. When shall I come and appear before the face of God? My tears have been my bread, by day and by night, whilst it is said to me daily, where is thy God? These things I remembered, and I poured out my soul within me, for I shall go to the place of the wondrous tabernacle, even to the house of God, with the voice of rejoicing and thanksgiving ye, of the sound of them that keep festival. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in the Lord, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God. Within me my soul has been troubled. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and Hermonium, from the little mountain. Deep calls into deep, and the voice of thy cataracts, O thy billows and thy waves have passed over me. By day the Lord will command his mercy, and by night his oath shall be with me. My prayer unto God of my life, I will say unto God, thou art my helper. Why hast thou forgotten me? And wherefore go I with a downcast face, while mine enemy afflicts me? While my bones were broken, mine enemies reproach me, whilst they said to me daily, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in the God, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and give judgment in my cause against a nation that is not holy. From a man unjust and crafty, deliver me. For thou, O God, art my strength. Wherefore hast thou cast me off? And wherefore go I with a downcast face, whilst mine enemies have licked me? O send out thy light and thy truth. They have guided me along the way, and have brought me into thy holy mountain and into thy tabernacle. And I shall go in into the altar of God, unto God who giveth gladness to my youth. I will give praise unto thee, O God, my God, with the harp. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O God, with our ears have we heard, for our fathers have told us the work which thou hast brought in their days, in the days of old. Thy hand utterly destroyed the heathen, and in their stead thou didst plant them. Thou didst bring evils upon those people, and didst cast them out. For not by their own sword did they inherit the land, nor did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou too wast well pleased in them. Thou thyself art my King and my God. Thou that commandest the salvation of Jacob. Through thee shall the horn of our strength push down our enemies, and through thy name shall we bring to naught them that rise up against us. For not in my bow will I hope, and my sword shall not save me, for thou hast saved us from them that afflict us, and them that hate us hast thou put to shame. In God we will boast all the day long, and in thy name will we give praise in the ages to come. But now thou hast cast all us off and put us to shame, and will not go forth to God with our host. Thou hast made us to turn back before our enemies, and they that hate us took spoils for themselves. Thou hast given us up as sheep to be eaten, and among the nations hast thou scattered us. Thou hast sold thy people without a price, and there was no gain in selling of us. Thou hast made us reproach to our neighbors, and a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. Thou hast made us a byword among the nations, and a shaking of head among the peoples. O day long my disgrace is before me, and the shame of my face has covered me, because of the voice of him that reproaches and reviles, because of the face of the enemy and the pursuer. All this has come upon me, and we have not forgotten thee, nor have we dealt unrighteously in thy covenant. Though our heart has not turned back, yet thou hast turned aside our path from thy ways. For thou hast humbled us in the place of affliction, and the shadow of death has covered us. And if we have forgotten the name of our Lord, and if we have stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search out these things? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. For thy sake we are slain all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Rise up, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise and cast us not off at the end. Wherefore turnest thou thy face away? Dost thou forget our poverty and our affliction? For our soul has been humbled down to the dust. Our belly has cleaved to the earth. Arise, O Lord, help us, and redeem us for thy name's sake. My heart has poured forth a good word. I speak of my works to the king. My tongue is a pen of a swiftly writing scribe. Calmly adult in beauty more than the sons of men. Grace has been poured forth on thy lips. Wherefore God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty one, in the comeliness of thy beauty, and bend thy bow, and proceed prosperously, and be king because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall guide thee wondrously. Thine arrows are sharp, O mighty one, under thee shall peoples fall, sharp in the heart of the enemies of the king. Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Wherefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness more than thy fellows. Myrrh and stacte and cassia exhale from thy garments, from the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad, they the daughters of kings in thine honor. O thy right hand stood at thy right hand stood the queen arrayed in the vesture of inwoven gold, adorned in varied colors. Hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thy ear, and forget thine own people and thy father's house, and the king shall greatly desire thy beauty, for he himself is thy lord, and thou shalt worship him, and him shall the daughters of the Tyre worship with gifts. The rich among the people shall entreat thy countenance. All the glory of the daughters of the king is written is within. All the glory of the daughter of the king is within. With gold her fringed her garments is she arrayed, adorned in varied colors. The virgins that follow after her shall be brought unto the king. Those near her shall be brought unto thee. They shall be brought with the gladness and rejoicing. They shall be brought unto the temple of the king. In the stead of thy father's sons are born to thee, thou shalt make them princes over all the earth. I shall commemorate thy name in every generation and generation. Therefore shall peoples give praise unto thee forever, and unto the ages of ages. Our God is refuge and strength, a helper in affliction, which mightily befalls us. Therefore shall we not fear when the earth is be shaken, nor when the mountains be removed into the heart of the sea. Their waters roared and were troubled, and the mountains were troubled by his might. The rushings of the river made glad the city of God. The Most High has hallowed his tabernacle. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be shaken. God shall help her right early in the morning. The nations were troubled. Kingdoms stuttered. The Most High gave forth his voice. The earth was shaken. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our helper is the God of Jacob. Come and behold the works of God, that what marvels he has wrought on the earth, making wars to cease and to the ends of the earth. He will crush the bow and will shatter the weapons, and the shield will he utterly burn with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our helper is the God of Jacob. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy.